我请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些主的话。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to read a couple of Bible verses with me.
我们先看罗马书第三章。
I'd like to look at Romans chapter 3.
我们从二十三节读到二十六节。
Verses 23 through 26.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心，宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.For this demonstration, I say of his righteousness at the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
第八章
chapter 8,
第二十九节和三十节
verses 29 and 30.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
创世纪第六章
Genesis chapter 6
第五节到第九节
verses 5 through 9
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫一切空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是完全人，挪亚与神同行。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
第七章第一节
Chapter 7, verse 1.
耶和华对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中我见你在我面前是义人。
Then the Lord said to Noah, enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time.
我们从主的话语里面可以很清楚地看见，
From the word of God we can clearly see,
神要他所造的人要成为一个义人。
That God created man and he wanted man to be righteous.
所以神在人身上所注重的是义。
So the one thing that the Lord pays attention to in man is righteousness.
我们晓得一般我们世人的眼光呢，我们看人的时候分成好人坏人。
From a practical point of view,When we look at man, we see what is good and what is evil.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神所注重的是义人和恶人。
But God pays attention to what is righteous and what is evil.
啊，所以这是一个不同的一个眼光。
So this is from a different viewpoint.
我们晓得，在人类堕落之后
，You know that after the fall of man，
人在这个好坏的世上。
Regarding the good and the bad in man,
没有一个所谓绝对的标准。
There is no concrete standard.
啊，那么这个好坏呢，只是在一个道德的层面上面。
And this good and bad is only an issue of morals.
所以我们今天呢，不能说一个人是绝对的坏人或是绝对的好人。
So today we cannot say definitely whether someone is good or bad.
我们只能说有的人坏大过好，所以他就是坏人。
So we will say that this person is more bad than he is good, so we designate him as a bad man.
我们只能说有的人的好多过坏，所以他就是好人。
And we say that a man is more good than bad, so we will designate him as a good man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看。你到底是个好人还是坏人呢
？So brothers and sisters, I ask you, are you a good man or a bad man?
如果你这样问我，我也很难回答你。
If you ask me this question, it's hard for me to give an answer.
因为呢，我有好有坏。
Because in me, there is good and there is also bad.
我想你也一样，对不对
？And we are all the same.
啊，所以呢，这个好坏没有一个所谓绝对的标准。
So regarding good and bad, there is no perfect standard.
所以圣经不注重这个好坏的问题。
So the Bible does not pay attention to what is good and what is bad.
神所注重的是义和恶的问题。
But the Bible does pay attention to what is righteous and what is evil.
所以你在创世纪第二章里面看见。
So we see in Genesis chapter 2.
神在伊甸园中放了两棵树，一棵善恶树，一棵是生命树。
That in the Garden of Eden, God has placed two trees. One is the tree of life, and the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神所要人所注重的是生命树。
What God wants man to pay attention to is the tree of life.
神不要人去注意那个善恶树。
God does not want us to pay attention to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以善恶树其实就是好坏的问题。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is regarding what is good and what is bad.
或者对或错的问题。
Or what is right and wrong.
但是很可惜人喜欢拣选这个。
But unfortunately, man has chosen this tree.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看见
So from the Bible we can see
这个善恶树不是神所要的。
This tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not what God desired.
所以到了最后启示录里面的时候
So we see in the end in Revelations
我们看见只有生命树留下来的。
Only the tree of life remains.
分别善恶树就不见了。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is gone.
所以今天呢弟兄姊妹我们必须要知道一件事情。
So today, brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to one thing.
神在他的百姓中所得罪的不是好人。
What God wants to gain out of his people is not good people.
神要得罪的是义人。
He wants to gain righteous people.
因为我刚刚讲了好坏呢只是一个道德层面的问题。
What I mentioned earlier was that good versus bad is just a thing of an issue of morals.
这个义和恶呢是高于这个好坏的。
But what is this issue of righteousness and what is evil is beyond morals.
或者说它不仅是包括了好坏的问题，它还包括了一个目的的问题。
And maybe it does, although it does include what is good and bad, but it has a higher purpose.
义呢，不仅是包括了好。
Righteousness not only includes good,
更是包括了我们要达到神的目的。
But more importantly, it contains whether we are able to achieve the will of God.
恶呢不仅是包括着坏
And evil does not only contain what is bad
更重要是这个恶呢是达不到神的目的
More importantly, what is evil cannot achieve the will of God
所以对我们基督徒来讲
So for a Christian
我们必须有这么一个基本的认识
We need to have this basic understanding
凡是使神的目的被破坏不得成全的全都是恶
Whatever destroys the will of God and can hinder the achievement of God's will is evil.
我想从人类堕落的这个故事里面
From the story of the fall of man
我们能很清楚地看见这个定义
We can see clearly this predestination, this definition.
我们知道魔鬼撒旦把罪带到人的里面
We can see that Satan has brought sin into man.
他不是光只是败坏人类。
He not only wants to corrupt man,
使我们变成一个罪人。
And cause us to become sinners.
他更重要的。
More importantly,
他是要叫神的目的在人的身上无法完成。
He wants the goal, God's goal to never be accomplished in man.
我们知道这才是仇敌最厉害的诡计。
And this is the most evil scheme of Satan.
是的，因为罪进到人里面，所以我们成了一个败坏的人。
So of course sin enters into man and we have this fallen nature.
但是这个还不是最主要的目的。
But this is not the most important goal.
因为仇敌所要对付的是神。
What Satan wants to attack against is God himself.
那神，他知道神的目的也在人身上成就。
And he knows that the will of God is in man.
他只要把人破坏了。
And if Satan is able to corrupt man,
那么就叫神的目的失去了。
Then the will of God will be lost.
这是仇敌最厉害的诡计。
And this is the most, evil scheme of Satan.
所以实在来讲，我们这个败坏的行为这些东西啊，还只不过是附带的东西啊。
And even though the bad things that we do is only secondary.
最重要的是叫神的目的在人身上无法成全。
But the primary thing is that we need to preserve the purpose of God in man.
所以义和恶这个问题不仅是道德的层面问题，还有一个目的的。
So not only is this issue of righteousness versus evil an issue of morals, it is something beyond.
有目的,
it has a higher purpose.
弟兄姊妹都知道哈，这个希腊文里面这个罪这个字的原意是什么。
And brothers and sisters, the Greek word of sin, are you familiar with this?
那个希腊文这个 hamartia 这个字啊。
In the Greek, it's hamartia.
它有两个不同的意义在。
There are two meanings within these.
第一个意思就是叫你达不到目标。
The first one is that you have missed the mark.
你看英文很清楚 ，missed the mark， 罪的意思就是 missed the mark.
And sin means that you have missed the mark.
就达不到目的。
You cannot achieve the goal.
罪的第二方面的意思。
The second aspect of this
就是把你带到错误的里面。
Is that you have been led into error.
所以在希腊的原文里面，罪这个意思，你看见，它包含这两面重要的意义，就说明仇敌把罪带到人里面，不仅是使人堕落，成为罪人，更重要的是叫人失去神的目的。
So the original word of this word sin contains these two aspects that we have missed the mark and that we have been led into error and we have lost the will of God.
所以今天我们作为一个蒙恩得救的人
So today as a saved Christian
我们对于这些我们必须有一个清楚的认识
We need to have a very clear understanding of this.
仇敌来了
Satan has appeared.
他不仅是败坏我们人。
He not only wants to corrupt man.
更重要的是叫神的目的失去。
More importantly, he wants to destroy the will of God.
所以神在人身上所注重的。
So what God pays attention to in man.
是义和恶的问题。
Is an issue of righteousness versus evil.
不是好坏的问题。
Not good versus bad.
那我想我们从圣经里面举一点例子来说明。
So from the Bible, we can see a couple of examples.
我们在创世纪里面读到挪亚的故事。
In a book of Genesis, we see the story of Noah.
我们知道撒旦把罪带到亚当和夏娃的里面。
You know that Satan has brought sin into Adam and Eve.
这个罪在人的里面做了一个腐蚀的工作，腐败的工作。
And this sin in man has done a corrupt work.
那么到了挪亚的时代的时候呢
？And all the way till the days of Noah,
人已经败坏到一个非常非常可怕的情况里。
Man has been corrupted to a very scary situation.
那里说人终日所思想的都是恶。
That the thoughts of man and what is in man's heart is full of evil.
那么从一面的意思上来讲的话呢
from one point of view, this means
就到 这个情况里面，神所造的人是没有办法用的。
That what God has created in man is useless.
但是感谢神呢。
But we thank the Lord.
在这么一片堕落的光景中，还有一个人叫挪亚。
That among this evil, there was one man named Noah.
神称他为义人。
And God declared him as a righteous man.
我们知道，在挪亚身上一个最大的长处啊。
And in Noah's life, the one secret
就是他呢与神同行
is that he walked with God.
这个在神的眼中来看就是个义
And this in God's eyes is righteousness.
我们知道一个人要与神同行
You know, we know that for one to walk with God,
圣经告诉我们呢，二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？必须 heart 一样，不同心呢？Same heart.
Oh, in order for you to walk with someone, you have to have the same heart. If you walk, you have to have the same heart as God in order to walk with God.
那就是说在一片的这个败落的光景中啊。
That in the midst of all of this evil,
在这里有一个人呢，他的心还向着神的自己。
Here we have an individual who has his heart towards God.
神就因此称他为义。
So God proclaimed that he is righteous.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, this is important.
那么因为神的心中所要的是义人。
Because in the heart of God, he desires a righteous man.
所以当神要把一个大的审判临到地上的时候。
So as God was about to bring forth this great judgment,
神要用洪水来灭这个世界。
He was going to flood the world.
神造人后悔了。
And he regretted that he created man.
但是在这里有一个人,
but that here we have one individual.
他里面有一点的义。
In him, there was righteousness.
所以呢，神就把挪亚的一家。
So God preserved Noah and his family.
那我们知道，神就让挪亚去造方舟。
So we know that God commanded Noah to build an ark.
今天我们都明白这个方舟就是基督的意义，就是神的心意。
And today we view this ark as the will of God.
所以在挪亚的身上我们看见。
So in the life of Noah we can see.
一方面这个义能够叫他脱离那个可怕的大的审判，大的苦，大的灾害。
We see from Noah on one hand that because he was a righteous man, he was able to escape this great flood.
这个义呢，也叫神能把他的心意
And also, because he was righteous, God was able to fulfill his will in Noah.
所以神借着挪亚对我们说话。
So God speaks to us through Noah.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一个原则。
This is a very important principle.
今天我们要能逃脱这个末了时代的大的苦难。
If we are to escape from the judgment in this world,
你要做个义人。
We have to be a righteous man.
你要能够让神把他的心意托付给你。
We have to allow God to bestow his will upon us.
你要做个义人。
And be a righteous man.
所以我们再说。
So I'll say again.
神在人身上所定的标准是义和恶的问题。
The goal that God has placed in man is an issue of righteousness versus evil.
它不是好坏的问题。
It's not an issue of what is good and bad.
或者我们再举一个例子。
And I'll give another example.
我们讲这个雅各和以扫。
We'll mention the story of Jacob and Esau.
我们都知道雅各很诡诈。
We know that Jacob is very, he's very deceitful.
我们读这个以扫的故事的时候。
And when we read the story of Esau,
我们好像在以扫身上也看不见他多坏啊。
And from what the Bible says about Esau, you can't really say that he has done much bad.
他呢就喜欢打猎。
He just likes to go hunting.
喜欢在外面跑。
He likes to run around in the wilderness.
我们好像也没见他做过什么坏事，对不对？
The Bible doesn't mention that he has done any evil deeds.
那么这个雅各呢？
But Jacob,
整天动脑筋算计人。
He's constantly scheming against man and calculating.
所以如果按照行为上来分的话呢？
So if we look at just the outward doings,
我们会说以扫比雅各好。
we will say that Esau is actually better than Jacob.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果今天他们两个人在这里，你喜欢跟谁做朋友啊？
If the two of them were in our midst, who would you want to befriend?
如果是我，我还喜欢跟以扫做朋友。
If it were me, I would rather be friends with Esau.
跟他做朋友，常常还有点野味可以吃呢。
If you're friends with him, at least you could eat a lot of the gamey foods.
你跟那个雅各在一起啊。
But if you're with Jacob,
他整天眼睛盯着你啊。
All day long, he's staring at you.
啊，整天算计你。
He's calculating and scheming against
you. 整天就想怎么样把你身上的好处捞到我身上来。
He's always thinking, how can I take what's good in him and have it for myself?
所以你看，从行为上来看的话呢，这个以扫看起来。比扫罗比雅各要好，对不对
？So from the first look, it seems like Jacob is worse than Esau.
但是圣经里面讲说呢，神喜欢雅各，不喜欢这个以扫。
But the Bible tells us that God favors Jacob and does not like Esau.
因为什么呢？因为神的眼光是义和恶的问题。
Why is that? It is because God, in God's view, it is a matter of what is righteous and what is evil.
雅各虽然不好。
Jacob, although is a bad person,
但是他身上有一些东西啊，是义。
But although he is bad, there are some things that within him that are of righteousness.
啊，或者我先这样解释一下啊。
Or maybe I'll explain it in this.
什么是义呢
？What is righteousness?
这个义呢，啊，我们通常讲这个 righteousness 那个字根就是 right， 就是对啊。
Sometimes we break the word righteousness down into what right.
那么做神眼中看为对的事
You do what is favorable in the eyes of the Lord
在神面前站在对的地位上
You stand in the correct position before God
那么这些解释都是对的
And these explanations are all correct
更重要的是什么呢
More importantly
这个义的意思就是跟神呢有一致的地方
That this righteousness means that you have a connection with God
不是 connection， 它就是哈，有什么东西好像 identify。
Oh, you're identified with God。
你跟神呐、啊、有这么一点这个一致的地方。
You are identified in the same position as God。
所以，请你们原谅我要听得准确啊。
So please understand this clearly。
神不在乎你是好人坏人。
God does not care whether you're a good or a bad person.
神在乎这你身上有没有一些东西啊，跟他是一致的。
God is looking for the things in your life whether they are in alignment with God.
因为这个义的意思就是跟神一致的意思。
Because this righteousness means that you are in alignment with God.
那我们看雅各身上有什么东西跟神一致的呢
？So in Jacob's life, what are the things that are in alignment with God?
啊，雅各爱慕长子的名分。
Jacob loved the birthright.
因为这个长子的名分呢，是神心中所要有的一个重要的意念。
Because in the heart of God, this birthright is very important.
这个以扫呢，虽然是个好人呢。
Even though Esau was a good man.
当然也不是绝对的好人呢。
Of course, he wasn't a for sure good man.
但是呢，他不爱惜这个长子名分。
He did not care for the birthright.
他对属灵的事情没有爱慕。
He did not care about spiritual things.
他无所谓神祝福不祝福的。
He did not care whether he had the blessings of God or not.
神不喜欢。
So God did not like him.
你即使是个好人呢。
Even though you are a good person.
如果你对神的事情呢，你没有这种的爱慕，神也不喜欢。
But if you don't have a love for the things of God, then God will dislike you.
那么呢，我们看雅各还有一件事，他爱慕神的祝福啊。
And the other thing that Jacob loved is the blessings of God.
你看见他的妈妈呢，也帮助他来欺骗啊。
Even his mom also helped to scheme against Esau.
他们父子母这个母子两个人呢，动些诡计啊。
This mother and son had some pretty evil schemes.
实在不是好人。
They are not good people.
哎，但是他做的那件事情啊。
But what he did
是神所要的。
Is what God wanted.
所以我们从圣经里面来看。
So from the Bible we can see
圣经给我们的一个衡量的标准跟世人衡量的标准是不一样
God's standard for us is different
那么 你就说那么好了我只要是义人我就可以犯罪了 我撒谎我做什么事都可以可不可以呢
then you ask, well, okay, if I'm a righteous person, then I can still go commit all the bad and go commit murder and lie.
这里一个重要的原则我们要记住。
There's a very important principle we need to remember.
神悦纳那些跟他一致的东西。
God approves of the things that are in alignment with Him.
但是神从来没有容让人所做的坏事。
But God can never tolerate the bad, the evil deeds of man.
所以雅各就比以扫多受苦难。
So in the life of Jacob, he suffered a lot more than Esau did.
我希望弟兄姊妹我们能明白这件事情。
I hope that brothers and sisters, we can understand this.
我的意思说，你光做个好人是不够的。
What I'm saying is, just to be a good person is not good enough.
你要做个义人。
You have to be a righteous man.
因为神眼中要的是义人。
Because what God is looking for is what is righteous.
啊，那么今天即使你是个义人。
And today, even though you are, if you are a righteous man,
你所做的一切坏事情还是会有坏的结果的。
And if you commit things that are bad or evil, you will pay the consequences.
神不会容忍我们这些坏事情。
God cannot tolerate the bad in man.
所以有时候需要受苦。
So sometimes we will suffer.
然后再举一个例子。
And I'll give another example.
我们讲大卫和扫罗。
I will talk about David and Saul.
很多弟兄姊妹们读圣经的时候啊，
Many times when we read the Bible,
我们都会为扫罗呢觉得惋惜啊，我们同情扫罗。
We will have sympathy towards Saul.
我们觉得呢，你把扫罗的故事读完之后，他没有做过什么坏事嘛。
You read the story of Saul, and he hasn't really done anything wrong.
按照人的道德行为来讲，他比大卫好啊。
From the viewpoint of man, he actually was better than David.
大卫做的恶事，扫罗没有做过。
The evil things that David did, Saul did not do.
我们都知道，这个大卫曾经做过一件非常可怕的事情。
We know that David committed something very horrific.
他夺取他手下将军的一个妻子。
And he committed adultery with one of his soldiers' wife.
那个不是一个意外，不是一个 accident.
This was not an accident.
他是蓄意的。
He planned it out.
哇，你看见你如果读撒母耳记下第十一章。
And if you read First Samuel chapter 11.
他夺取人的妻子所用的那个手段之可怕。
How he obtained Uriah's wife, it was very, very evil.
我每次读到那个故事啊，我都为着那个乌利亚心里面很难过。
And every time I read that story, my heart really feels for Uriah.
你看见这么好的一个将军。
You see this wonderful soldier.
这么忠于国家的一个军人。
And so the soldier is so dedicated to his country.
这么忠于大卫的一个勇士。
And so faithful to the King David.
大卫又夺着他的妻子。
And yet David committed adultery with his wife.
非常可怕的手段。
What an evil act.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们能说大卫是好人吗？
Can we say that David was a good man?
我想很多人读了这个故事会觉得说，哎，我比大卫还好一点。
I think many of us when we read this part of the story we will feel I'm even better than David.
但是呢，圣经很奇妙的让我们看见。
But miraculously, the Bible shows us something.
神悦纳大卫。
God has accepted David.
神不喜欢扫罗。
And God disliked Saul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这里给我们看见神对于人的这个衡量的标准跟人的眼光是不一样的。
God shows us through the Bible that God's standard for man is different than our own standards for ourselves.
神所要的是义。
What God desires is righteousness.
当然我们知道大卫做了这件坏事。
We know that although David committed this terrible act,
神一点都没有容忍他。
God did not tolerate this at all.
所以后来神就从他的家里面兴起祸患。
And through in David's family, he created much chaos.
他的儿子们起来背叛。
And the sons rebelled.
我们知道大卫因着他所犯的错误所受的那个痛苦是非常厉害。
Because of what David's act of sin, he suffered tremendously.
所以神的手管教的手非常的严厉。
So that the Lord's hand of discipline is very strong.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们。
So here it tells us clearly.
义人呢，不能因为他所站的义的地位呢，神就包容他的错误，不会的。
That even if man stands in the position of righteousness, that God will just oversee all the bad.
但是神呢，悦纳他的义。
But God has accepted his righteousness.
所以圣经，圣人就说大卫是一个合我心意的人。
That the Bible would say that David is a man after my own heart.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
圣经用这些例子告诉我们。
The Bible uses these examples to remind us.
是强调一件事情。
To emphasize one thing.
今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
For those of us who are saved.
我们要在神的跟前。能够站在义的地位上成为一个义人是多么重要的一件事情。
How important it is for us to stand in the position of righteousness.
因为大卫的里面有一面的东西是摸到神的心的。
Because in David there is one thing that touched the heart of God.
他爱神。
He loved God.
他爱神的家。
He loved the house of God.
我们知道这两件事情。
We know that these two things.
最摸到神的心。
Touch the heart of God the most.
这两件事情在神的眼中看为是义。
These two things in the eyes of God are righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这是圣经今天给我们一个非常重要的启示。
These are what the Bible has revealed to us.
感谢主啊
Thank God.
到了新约时代
That in the New Testament,
主的救恩是更完全的。
That the salvation of God is complete.
所以神就差他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
So God sent his only son into the world in the flesh.
但是你在新约圣经里面多处的新经文你可以读到。
But if you look in the New Testament, the righteous heart, you can see a lot of.
主耶稣到地上来说，他被称作是那义者。
And when Jesus came into this world, he was proclaimed the righteous one.
你看，当主钉在十字架上最后断气的时候
，And when the Lord Jesus was on the cross and he breathed his last breath,
那个百夫长啊，里面有一个惊叹，他讲了一句很特别的话。
百夫
centurion.
Oh, the centurion said one thing.
他说这真是一个义人。
He said, this for sure is a righteous man.
他没有说这是个好人。
He didn't say, this is a good man.
他说这是个义人。
He said, this is a righteous man.
他从主的身上呢，看见那些特别的东西。
Because on the Lord Jesus, he saw some very special things.
所以在使徒行传里面。
So in the book of Acts.
斯提凡也起来讲。
Stephen even stood up to say,
你们弃绝了那恶义者，你们杀害了那义者。
That you have killed the righteous one.
那么主耶稣是神眼中一个绝对的义人。
In the eyes of God, the Lord Jesus is 100% a righteous man.
我们知道是主来成全神眼中所要的那个义人。
And the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the righteousness in God's eyes.
那么我们知道这是为着我们。
And this is for us.
他首先代替我们。
He led us.
也代表我们。
And represented us.
站在一个义人的地位上。
And stood in the position of righteousness.
因为呢，他要叫所有他所救赎的人，统统被带到义的光景中。
He wants all of us who are saved to be brought into the position of being righteous.
因为只有我们。被带到这个义的光景中
And only when we are brought into this position of righteousness
神的心意在我们身上才能完成
Can the will of God be accomplished in us
所以将来的审判
So this future judgment
主要用他的公义来审判天下
He will use his righteousness to judge us
他是未来神审判的唯一的标准
And the Lord Jesus is the standard by which God will judge us with.
神是用义来做审判。
And he will use righteousness to judge us.
这是非常重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
我们都知道我们所处的是一个末后的世代。
We know that we are all living in, the end times.
当我们回到神的话语里面的时候，
And when we come back to the Word of God,
我们格外地感觉到这个公义的重要。
We truly feel the importance of righteousness.
今天主要我们这些活在末后世代中的圣徒。
And today, those of us who live in these end times,
圣经提醒我们，我们要做一个义人活在神的跟前。
The Bible reminds us to be a righteous man before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他不仅自己成为一个义者。
He was not only an example of righteousness.
主的救恩啊，也使我们能够被称义。
But through his salvation, we are able to obtain this righteousness.
我们知道神的救恩临到我们是一个恩典。
We know that the salvation we have is of grace.
但是这个恩典呢？是根据于公义。
But this grace is according to righteousness.
不仅是神的爱。
It's not only God's love.
也是根据于一个公义的原则。
But it is according to what is righteous.
神爱了他所创造的人。
God loves all that he created.
但是神不能容忍罪恶。
But God cannot tolerate sin.
如果神像我们今天这些有天然感情的人一样，
But if God were like man, where we have, we're more emotional.
我们因为爱的缘故，我们说啊，算了算了，犯的罪啊，无所谓。
And we think of love, we say, oh, it's okay, you committed this wrong, oh, it's okay.
这样神不公义。
God will not be righteous if he is like this.
他因为爱的缘故，他不丢弃我们。
Because of his love for us, he did not forsake us.
但是因着公义的缘故，他要审判我们。
But because of righteousness, he needs to discipline us.
感谢主，主的救恩成全这两面。
He needs to judge us, and so there are two aspects to this.
所以我们今天呢，得救的根据是根据神的公义。
So today we need to follow the righteousness of the Lord.
我们并不需要做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
我们只要相信主。
We need to trust in the Lord.
我们相信他的血能洁净我们的罪。
And we trust that his blood has washed our sins.
结果这个救恩就把我们摆在一个称义的地位上。
And this salvation has placed us in the position of righteousness.
现在我们懂得。
So now we understand.
为什么要称义啊？为什么称义啊？
Why does God pay attention to righteousness?
我想从16世纪开始。
From the 16th century.
这个因信称义的真理啊。
Oh, the justification by faith.
那么这是一个今天基督徒普遍都知道的真理。
And this is a truth that everyone knows of.
但是很多时候我们不知道神为什么要叫我们称义。
But many times we don't understand why the Lord wants us to be righteous.
因为神要在人世上做工。
Because God wants to do his work in man.
那这批人必须是义人。
And his people must be righteous people.
所以神首先把我们摆在称义的地位上。
So first of all, God places us in a position of righteousness.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因为在神的心目中，只有义人才能完成神的托付。
Because in the heart of God, only the righteous man can accomplish the will of God.
所以我们基督徒必须明白一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we need to recognize one thing.
凡是不能使神的目的达到成全的都是恶。
Whatever cannot achieve the will of God, that is evil.
能使神的目的达到成全的就是义。
And whatever can accomplish the will of God, that is righteousness.
所以我们不仅要做个好人。
So we not only need to be a good man.
我们要更多做义人。
We more so need to be a righteous man.
我再说。
I'll say again.
好坏只是一个道德的问题。
Good versus bad is just an issue of morals.
公义和目的，公义和邪恶。
Righteousness versus what is evil
是更多关乎到神的目的的成全的问题
has to do more so with the purpose of God.
所以我们知道如果我们这一生
So we know that in this lifetime,
我们就是过得平平安安的
if we live peacefully,
过得和和谐谐的
and we live comfortably,
过得凡事都顺利
and everything is smooth,
我想这是我们今天很多人追求的生活对不对
This is the life that everyone pursues
最好天天快乐
The best thing would be if every day we're happy
心想事成
And
心里面想什么事情就成了
Whatever we desire we achieve it
我们过年的时候很多人最喜欢讲这个话
And as we look to the new year we always look at these words
但是没有几个人真的是心想事成的
But not very many people can actually achieve what they desire.
但是呢，我们听见这个话，我们也高兴，对不对？
But when we hear of these words, it brings joy within.
弟兄姊妹，如果都是这样，平平安安的，到最后也无病无灾的躺在床上就死了，好不好呢？
Would it be good like this if you just lived a peaceful life and then you laid on your deathbed?
也没有生病，也没有受苦。
You didn't get sick. You didn't suffer.
我们要用神的眼光来看。
We need to look at everything from the viewpoint of God.
神要说这个是恶。
God would say that this is evil.
因为没有达到神的目的。
Because you did not achieve the will of God.
你整个的一生都是浪费的。
Your entire life was a waste.
所以我们基督徒必须能看见我们在地上的生活要向着神的目的。
So Christians need to evaluate how we live in this world. We need to achieve the will of God.
我这一生如果过来了，我没有办法能遵循神的旨意，就是恶。
And in my lifetime, if I did not achieve the will of God, then that is evil.
你知道这个意念？
You know this understanding.
这个 idea.
This idea.
这个在两三百年前呢。
200 or 300 years ago.
在弟兄运动的时候。
In the Brethren movement.
他们。对这个意念的感觉是非常的重的。
And they had this, they really had this feeling.
他们说，不管你在地上做什么
，that no matter what you do in this world,
如果你偏离了神的旨意
，if you have veered from the will of God,
达不到神的目的
，if you could not achieve the will of God,
那都是恶的
，that is evil.
他们对这个意念的感觉非常的强。
And this I thought it was very very was much emphasized much in this group.
所以今天我们蒙恩得救。
So today as we are saved,
我们必须要学会体贴神的心意。
We need to have the heart of God.
我们要对主说。
We need to say to the Lord,
主啊，我的这一生
that in this lifetime
是为着你的目的而活着。
I live for your purpose alone.
我知道你爱我。
I know that you love me.
我知道你愿意祝福我。
I know that you want to bless me.
我也知道你给我很多的恩典。
And I also understand that you've given me much grace.
但是这一切都激励我。
But all of these things should stimulate me.
叫我能为着你的目的活着。
To live for your purpose alone.
如果我达不到你的目的。
And if I cannot achieve your will.
就没有任何东西比这个更恶的了。
There is nothing more evil than this.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
圣经很清楚地告诉我们
The Bible clearly tells us
他要我们对于我们人生的一个看法是建立在一个义和恶的这么一个准则上
He wants us to live from the viewpoint of what is righteous and what is evil
感谢主
We thank the Lord
他为我们上了十字架
That he went to the cross for us
十字架也成了一个极大的一个救恩
And what he did on the cross was a great salvation.
十字架把我们的旧人钉在十字架上
On the cross, our old man was nailed to the cross.
那个意思就是说呢，不管是好的坏的，通通钉在十字架上
And this means that whatever good or bad, it was nailed to the cross.
我很年轻的时候，我就听弟兄们这样讲
When I was younger, I heard the elder brothers say it in this way.
对救恩呢还不够那么清楚。
And when I was younger, I wasn't very clear on salvation.
他说我们里面不仅坏的要钉在十字架上。
And they said that Not only should the bad in us be nailed to the cross,
好的也要钉在十字架上。
Even the good in us needs to be nailed to the cross.
好的肉体、坏的肉体，通通要钉在十字架上。
The good flesh, the bad flesh in me, all needs to be nailed to the cross.
所以我开头我听不懂。
In the beginning, I could not understand.
我说那个坏的钉上去那是应该的。
The bad should be nailed to the cross, that's for sure.
为什么好的也要钉上去呢？
Why should the good be nailed to the cross?
那么慢慢我们读主的话就明白了。
And slowly after reading the word of God, I understood.
因为神对人的这个标准不是建立在好坏上面。
Because the standard at which God judges us is not on good and bad.
那是建立在义和恶的这个标准上。
But on righteousness and what is evil.
所以呢，当我们的旧人败坏天性钉在十字架上的时候
，So when our fallen nature has been nailed to the cross,
我们才能成为一个义人。
Then we can be deemed a righteous man.
因为我们知道只有十字架成全神的目的。
Because only the cross can accomplish the will of God.
所以如果今天我们不能把我们的这个天然的生命把它钉死的话呢？
And if we are not able to nail our fleshly life on the cross,
这个意思就是说呢，今天如果我们一直活在这个好坏、善恶、是非的这么一个一个观念的里面。
And what I mean is, if we are still living in a condition of what is good and bad, right and wrong,
那我们对属灵事情始终是弄不清楚的。
Then we truly have no spiritual understanding.
所以作为基督徒啊。
So as a Christian,
我们需要用神的眼光来看事情。
We need to look at things through the eyes of God.
用神的标准来衡量事情。
To use God's standard to evaluate things.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为你看，当主的话我们不够明白的时候。
When we don't fully understand the word of God.
虽然我们蒙恩得救成为一个基督徒了。
And even though we have been a born again believer.
但是我们的很多的时候这个标准还是建立在好坏的标准上面。
But many times our standard is still set on what is good and bad.
我们常说哎呀这个人是个好人。
Many times we will say, oh, this is a good man.
好人的话呢你什么都可以接受了对不对？
And if he is good, then everything you should be able to accept.
所以我常常讲好人呢那个神也不一定会悦纳。
And many times I say, well, even a good man, sometimes God will not accept.
当然了，你做坏事情，神是不喜欢的。
Of course, if you do something that is bad, God will not like that.
但是你做好事，神也不一定喜欢。
But what you think is an act of good, God may not accept that as
well. 因为神所要的是义。
Because what God wants is righteousness.
我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能够把这样的一个意念。牢牢地把它守住。
I hope that we can secure this thought within us.
所以我们在教会的侍奉上。
So in the church services.
不因为说这件事好，那件不好，我们来做分别。
It's not what is bad and what is good, and we make that discernment.
我们要看它符不符合神的意思。
We have to see, does this fulfill the purpose of God?
因为常常有时候弟兄姊妹跟我讲。
So many times, brothers and sisters will ask me,
他说人家这样做有什么不好呢?
What this person has done,
他,
it's not bad.
他的动机意念都是好的。
His thought and his heart is all good.
他做的事情也都是看起来是好的。
What he's accomplished seems good.
但是都是好的，但是不符合于神的心意。
But even though all these things are good, it doesn't fulfill the will of God.
所以有很多时候我们在一些基督徒的一些侍奉或者生活里，你会产生一些的争执啊。
And sometimes we will, in a normal Christian life, we will encounter this discrepancy.
所以现在就是看到底你对这些事情呢，你那个衡量的标准在什么地方了。
And then we need to see what exactly is the standard that we are living by.
你是用人的一个标准呢，还是用神的标准？
Are we using the standards of man or the standards of God?
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我真是巴望圣经的这些意念圣灵能够把它很清楚地放在我们里面。
I really hope that the Spirit would put the thought of the Bible deeply in our hearts.
我这些日子在准备思想的时候呢，
And these past couple of days as I was meditating on this,
我觉得这个实在太重要了。
I feel that this is too important.
尤其在这个末了的时代。
Especially in these end times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要认识一件事。
We need to recognize one thing.
只有义人，
Only a righteous man
才能与神一同完成他的旨意。
Can God's will be fulfilled?
我们的主为我们做了榜样。
Our Lord has given us an example.
他道成肉身来到地上成为一个义人。
He came into the world in the form of flesh as a righteous man.
所以神的旨意成全在他身上。
So that the will of God can be accomplished in him.
这个已经是很清楚的一个说明。
And this is already a very clear testimony.
神告诉我们，只有在这样的光景中，
Only in this sort of a condition,
那么神的旨意才能够被成全。
Can the will of God be fulfilled?
那更重要的，对于今天我们活在地上来说，
And more importantly for those of us living in the world,
神主说啊，挪亚的时代如何？
That
Noah's
As the days of Noah,
那么人子的日子也是如何？
Is how the days of man are.
所以挪亚对末后的时代，当这个大的灾难还没有临到之前，这是神对世人所做的一个最重要的提醒。
And how the days of Noah are the days of the Son of Man, and the Bible gives us this example of the evil that is in the world and how we need to preserve righteousness.
我们要能逃脱这个末后时代的大的苦难。
And we need to escape this big judgment.
我们需要活在义的原则。
We need to live in the principles of righteousness.
我想我再举一个简单的例子。
I'll give another small example.
当神要用烈火毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉的时候，
When the Lord was going to cast down fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah,
神在那里发现有一个人心中还有点义。
God found that there was one man who still had a little bit of righteousness.
就是罗德。
And that is Lot.
所以神就特别打发使者去。
And so the Lord sent his angels to save them.
哎呀，你看这个罗德啊，跟他的全家离开那个索多玛还不容易呢。
And you see how difficult it was for Lot and his family to flee Sodom and Gomorrah.
圣经说啊，是天使拉着手把他拉走的。
The Bible said that the angel grabbed their hands and pulled them out of the city.
因为他们还在那留恋呢。
Because they were still They were still desiring after the things in the city.
天使说走，赶紧拉着走。
So the angel grabbed their hand and said, "Let's go."
哎呀，我想他一路拖拖拉拉的走。
And they very grudgingly was pulled by this angel.
都拉到外面了，他的妻子还舍不得回头一看，结果变了个岩柱。
And even as the angel dragged his family out of the city, his wife looked back and became a pillar of salt.
我想圣经把这些故事记在那里，已经是非常清楚的图画。
And the Bible has given us this image, a very clear image.
我们都知道罗德是个失败的义人。
You know that Lot is a failed man, but with righteousness.
这不大好翻译啊。那弟兄姊妹听懂吗？
And do you understand?
他虽然生活上有很多的失败，但是他里面还有一点的义，神就救他。
Although he had much, he failed tremendously, but in him there was a bit of righteousness.
所以今天呢，我们不必畏惧于这个环境的改变，什么地震啊，什么海啸这些东西。你整天去注意这个东西啊，弟兄姊妹们来了你也跑不了。
And we can't pay attention to just our outward surroundings and earthquakes and tidal waves, even if they come, it's too late.
你只要记住，你要做义人。
The one thing you need to pay attention to is you need to be a righteous man.
我想今天早晨我是一个开头。
I think this morning this is only the beginning.
我希望主若许可。
And if God allows,
我能把这个讲得更清楚一点。
I can say this more clearly.
我们以后主若许可，我们要讲什么叫做义的行为。
And later on, we will discuss on the way of righteousness.
什么叫做义路？走义路。
To walk in the ways of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们希望我们不把这些当作道理来听。
And I hope that this will not just be words or a doctrine.
我们已经面临一个非常紧急的时代。
We are already in a very urgent position and time.
这些是救命的。
These things will save us.
愿主用他的话光照我们。
May the Lord shine his words upon us.
也引导我们知道怎样来度过这个末世。
And that the Lord would lead us to escape these evil times.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们处在这个末后的时代。
And although we are in an evil time.
我们也知道你有一个审判，一个大的审判要临到这个地上。
We know that you will have a great judgment upon this world.
但是你的话已经指明了一条路。
But your words have already cleared a path for us.
叫我们知道如何能逃脱这末后时代所有一切可怕的光景。
And we know how to escape the evil and the judgment.
更重要的。
And more importantly.
是你叫我们在地上能够与你一同来成全你自己的作为。
You show us how in this world we can accomplish your will.
主啊，你已经把我们摆在一个称义的地位上。
Lord, you have already placed us in a position of righteousness.
愿每个弟兄姊妹都能把义人的光景把它活出来。
May every brother and sister live out this righteousness.
让我们在这个黑暗的时代中
And in these dark times
能把义人的光景活得充满光辉。
May we fully live out the righteousness.
主啊，求你保守我们。
Lord, may you protect us.
也成全我们这一点点的心愿。
And may you grant us the desires of our heart.
祝福每一个弟兄姊妹。
And bless every brother and sister.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
我们在同心把我们的敬拜归给你。
And together we give you our thanksgiving.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.